not about who's got the most bullets. It's about who controls the information. What we see and hear, how we work, what we think. It's all about the information.
Welcome to Under Fire Radio. Berserk is not here today, so I got a sad, sad replacement for him.
Sad replacement? I've got
sad replacement, yes. I've got Adam from Geek Love Radio.
Yes, but at least it's another Iowa guy.
This is true. So, anyway, Adam, what's up?
Not much, just wanted to help out with this week's episode.
Woohoo!
Episode 3 of Season 2, I believe.
Episode 3 of Season 2, yes. So, did you have anything you wanted to start off the show with?
Well, I'll just start out by giving you guys props because the show is awesome.
Well, thank you very
much. I'm enjoying the second season so far. So, and I actually listened to episode 1 of the first season. Well, like 30,000 feet above the land or the ocean or whatever you want to say, because listen to it while it's coming back from Puerto Rico, so made the trip.
Well, then it was probably over both.
Made the trip a little bit more interesting.
So yes, they've got some really awesome things going on over at Geek Love Radio. I don't think the website is up at the moment.
GeekLoveRadio.com is up, but it's just coming back soon sort of page.
Okay, every time I went it was like some error message, but anyway.
Yeah, I fixed it.
Good, awesome.
We are moving over to a different server, and I just kind of got busy and didn't put anything up, so
that works.
We got lots of emails asking what was going on, but yes, we are still around. We're coming back, and we're coming back times 10.
Really? I'd say times like 13 or 14.
Yeah, it's gonna be big.
Yes, from what I've seen so far, it's absolutely very, very nice. So, I've got a little section that I've been requested to do by Sub-Zero.
Yeah, so, we're creating a network just like you guys are with the Under Fire thing.
It'll be completely Nidorooney. Alright, so let's go ahead and get started. So, let's go ahead. We've actually got an email message this week, for once.
You guys have an email theme like BinRev does?
No, we just... any emails that we happen to get, we'll read. We don't really get any emails.
I mean, do you have a theme song to introduce the emails?
Oh, no, I wish. I've actually got a guy... announcement time. I've got a guy from Denmark. I think... I don't know, he's Danish, either way. I think that's where people from Denmark are.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, yes. So he's working on a outro for the show. And from what I've heard so far, it's going to be really good. So keep an eye out for that. Hopefully, by the next episode, we should be able to get something out there. It's really awesome, and it's cool. I don't remember the web addresses at the moment, but I'll go ahead, and if I can get links, I'll put them in the show notes. So anyway, email. Here we go. We've got one from Telco Bob. It's good to have y'all back. I just got around to listening to the new episodes, listening to the second new ep right now, and so far I have enjoyed what I've heard. I also think the Asterisk show would be an awesome idea. Keep on trucking, Telco Bob. So, nice little short email there, but it's an email nonetheless. If you want to email us at radio@underfire.org.
Now, are you considering doing an Asterisk show?
I'm considering doing some form of an Asterisk show, yeah. I haven't exactly decided what would be best yet, video or audio, but something.
Just put asterisks in the title and people will come.
There you go, see?
Exactly.
I mean, I've got a class that I'm going to be doing for Asterisk here in May, down at the library. And I've already got about 10 people that want to come, so I'm happy about that. Should be pretty big.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, if you hear me coughing in the background, it's because I'm getting over, I don't know what the hell it is, but something I picked up in Puerto Rico.
And you know that might not be the best thing in the world.
Yes, the STDs you get in Puerto Rico do not stay in Puerto Rico.
No, I think I heard you picked up quite a few things there.
Well, it's just the weather difference, I think, got to me. Went from 80, 90 degree weather to Iowa where there was snow when I landed, so.
That's what they all say.
Yes. That and all those STDs I picked up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's very sexually active, fellas.
It's all because...
For all you under fire fans, or girl fans out there, I'll hook you up. But you'll have to email us at radio@underfire.org. So, anyway, let's go ahead and scoot on over to news. First one, Adam actually told me about earlier today, the Apple Boot Camp. So, you want to go ahead and introduce that?
Well, Apple Boot Camp is a program, actually it's a beta that Apple released, I think, this week or late last week. And basically what it is, it's like a firmware update for the computer to make it basically natively support Windows XP. I can't look into it too much, but something about changing something in the legacy BIOS. But you download the Boot Camp from Apple, and what it does essentially is first it makes you burn a CD, and the CD basically contains all the drivers you're going to need for XP to run on your Mac. So after you burn that CD, it goes ahead and installs some stuff, changes the BIOS, then you're able to select Windows when you turn on the computer. And you do that the first time, you'll have to go through the install process. Cough, cough, cough. But then when you get to the... get installed and you have a Macintel, whatever you want to call them, one of the new PowerBooks or the iMacs, you'll be able to run Windows XP on it. And from what I hear, it runs just as well as it would on PC.
Actually, I read somewhere on Dig earlier today. I didn't really read the article, but the title said something about Windows actually running better on the Macs. Or faster, anyway.
It's possible. I mean, it's... when you think about it, when people build PCs and everything, it's all... there's not really any standard,
right?
Standard, like, there's, you know, you can have different video cards and, you know, 12 different computers and all that stuff. Well, the Apple's like, they're giving you drivers, they know exactly what you have. They probably, I mean, there's not going to be much sort of interference between, you know, between system drivers, you know,
sharing
resources and everything. So, I mean, when it's a standard like that, it usually works better. I mean, that's
good.
Kind of the whole thing around, you know, similar to video game consoles. You can have lots of developers developing games, but they're all going to, you know, it's going to work just as well on your system as it does on your buddy's system because it's the exact same hardware. And it's like, much easier to do the whole standards testing in the labs and everything to make sure it meets the quality standards. Maybe. But right now the buzz is people are wanting to try to get Windows Vista to work on the new Macs. And apparently, it's not... something about... sort of... I'm not quite sure what it is, but I guess you need something called an EFI module in the BIOS in order to run Vista. But I guess I'm incorrect. You guys can email under fire and make them do the legwork researching that.
Yeah, well, I'm actually... looking up Windows Vista right now. I haven't actually really even heard of this.
And, reading this today reminded me of a project called the OS X86 Project. I think it's at osx86project.org. And it's basically a group of people trying to get it so OS X... so the x86 will work on PC. How-tos getting it installed, but when you're doing it on PCs, you kind of run into this situation where there's so many different pieces of hardware and all these different drivers, it's kind of hard to have some universal how-to install, because it can be hard to find drivers for certain things.
hoo-ha.
Because things haven't been developed. But yeah, that's where it's at. I don't know. What would you rather have? Would you rather have a Mac with Windows on it, or have a PC with OS X on it?
I think I'd probably rather have the PC with OS X, but that's just me. I'm a big fan of the Macintosh system. I'm just too poor to afford them. So.
That, and you have much easier upgrade options on the PC.
Yes.
On the Mac. Don't really have many options.
But yeah, and if you had the PC with the OS X on it, you could go ahead and just update whatever you really want to. Whereas with Mac, yup.
But I've been waiting to purchase a PowerBook for over a year. And it's kind of making me think that it'll be soon. I'll get one. Maybe this summer or so.
Well, so, if you guys ever want to donate to either of our causes, you know where to go.
Yes.
So, yes. Did you have anything else on that subject?
Well, when I was looking around for websites for information with that, I just typed in osx86.com. And that took me directly to apple.com, which kind of surprised me. So apparently, either someone has it and they're linking it or referring it to Apple, or Apple owns osx86.com. I didn't do a whose is on it. I didn't have time, but I don't know. It's kind of interesting.
Indeed.
So that's something the listeners can research.
Yes, and when you find it out, email us.
Yes.
radio@underfire.org. As I'm sure everybody notices, that's something we push highly, and we get one email a week. Speaking of all that listener participation, this just popped into my head. Since we have such poor participation, what is it that you guys would like to see? Not necessarily just in the network or whatever, not in general. Specifically, though, what is something the listeners want to see? So go ahead and think of an answer. Email us, instant message us, on AIM you can reach me at UFR/Shada on AIM, and then on Skype you can call me or instant message me on Shada is Sexy, which is what I record with, so when we record, go ahead and check that out. So yeah, what is it you guys want to hear, see, taste, touch, or... what's the other one? Smell? Yes, smell. And for those of you with six senses, what do you want to predict? All right, now.
I want to see Under Fire TV.
I've been working on something. I've been having a little bit of trouble with the whole content. I've been wanting to do something like a mod of some sort. But I haven't really come up with anything yet.
Didn't you talk about the preview show recording you setting up an Asterix box for a friend?
I did. However, that did not work out. But there's no reason why we can't do it again. So, I should probably do that. So, yes, actually.
Actually one thing I haven't really messed with yet. I've logged into an Asterix box, but I have never set one up.
Let me tell you, it's a pain in the butt.
So. I haven't had much time to do anything like that with college and all, but in 3 weeks, I'll be graduating college, and I'll have much more free time to do this sort of thing.
Very good.
And also, have more geek love stuff in Under Fire.
Yes, so if you ever want an Asterisk box for geek love, hit me up, and I'll set you up one.
Actually, we had some ideas for a Geek Love Asterisk box, and at one point I think we had it for a while, but we got rid of it. We didn't really publicize it, but I can't think of the numbers offhand, but there's a website, I forget, it's like a number you call when someone asks for your number and you give them this instead,
the rejection
hotline or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Well, we had one for Geek Club Radio.
That's awesome.
And I think that was kind of cool that we didn't really make it forward.
Well, yeah, I've actually had a couple of ideas. Remind me to talk to you about them after the show.
Okay.
So, yes, yeah, I think I've got a couple of cool ideas.
You're teasing
so.
The listeners now.
Yes. Again, geekloveradio.com. You want to check that out.
But right now,
keep an eye out.
Yeah, keep an eye out. That's all I can say.
So,
We got about eight different...
You could set up like an RSS. What was that?
We have about eight different domain names right now just for the Geek Club project. We've only just dropped one, so definitely keep watching, because it's not just me and Sub-Zero anymore, not me and Richard. It's Richard and I should say. Me English be good. But we have a number of people on our team now handling many different tasks, and we're all dedicated, so good things will be coming soon. Look for something mid-May, I'd have to say.
Well, do you want to drop one of those names that we were talking about the other day? I think that might grab a couple of people's attention.
The project? The main project?
No, the name of the one individual you were telling me about.
No, I'll save it for now.
Okay, that works. Okay. Okay, well, somebody big is helping them, let's put it that way.
Yeah, we, and if you've been listening to Geekler Radio, it kind of just blew up, the idea. A lot of people jumped on board, a lot of TV stations got in contact with us. It was on Tech TV. MTV came out and interviewed us for a segment for their MTV University channel. It's called MTVU. Really, they only have it at universities, from what I understand. They don't have it at my university, but they have it at other universities in this state. I guess they're going to be bringing it here soon, but I won't be here, so...
Tisk tisk.
Yes. But, like, really, we've only done... we've only done, like, all in all, maybe 43 episodes, I believe, of Geek Club Radio. There's a couple that haven't been made public because they were... drunk episodes that weren't live and, or too many people were there and docs were dropped and things like that, so they're just not going to ever be released. They're just trash episodes. Could we try to keep a certain level of quality, especially when we're doing the live shows?
Quality, who needs that? I mean, listen to the first episodes of Under Fire. Come on, we still had listeners,
but we were
like
under 20 episodes when we were contacted by G4, which is used to be Tech TV. So
that was good.
So that should be some motivation for people out there that are doing their radio shows, that good things can happen. You don't have to have 200 episodes or get to 100 before something happens. You have a good idea, and a solid idea, a good concept, and you get listeners involved, things can happen, so...
Exactly.
Get to work. And if not, I mean, for me, is my project, I start it, and if it shows up on textfiles.com, then I'm happy. If Jason Scott finds it and archives it, then that's like stage one.
Where you can also find the first season of Under Fire Radio, which is cool.
And
which really surprised me.
You guys should get Jason Scott on the show, because for some reason, like, the guy talks a lot. I met him at Def Con, talked to him for a while there. He can talk and talk and talk, and I don't know, for some reason, I don't really get tired of hearing him talk. He's a pretty intelligent guy, and he says a lot of things that get you motivated.
Well, we should definitely do that then.
And he goes to lots of cons, so if you go to one, you're bound to run into him.
Well, here's hoping. I'm pretty sure we could do that. I mean, I'm to understand he was a pretty big fan of Under Fire, so that's awesome.
Yeah,
good stuff.
I remember, I think he actually listens to, if not all the shows, he listens to some of them that he, you know, archives at least, because I think he mentioned on RFA 99, or he mentioned some other radio show that he listened to RFA while traveling state to state filming segments for his BBS documentary. I mean, so I'm guessing he listens to some stuff that's released.
That's grand.
I mean, it's probably, especially if you mention Dacian Scott in the notes for the show, it might catch his eye. But yeah, you guys should try to get him on the show sometime. That'd be
it. Totally. I think I'll email him after we're done. But yes. So let's go ahead and move on to the next news segment I had. This isn't really techie, but I thought it was pretty cool. Apparently, wait, I have this pulled up here somewhere. Let me pull it back up.
Whistling on the air.
Oh yeah. All right, here we go. All right, it's a cancer vaccine, believe it or not, that they claim to be 100% effective against cervical cancer, which is apparently the second most, I don't want to say popular.
Popular.
The second most popular cancer in the world. No, the second most prevalent, I guess, would be a better word, cancer in women. So, apparently, like, when was this? 4 years ago, I guess it is? Yeah, 4.5 years ago, they did a study on people who had this, and they gave them the vaccine, and apparently it's still as strong as it in their body now as it was when they injected it, the vaccine and everything that is. So apparently it's 100% effective, like I said, and about 800 women were included in the follow-up. The women who come from 32 sites around the world represent a racially and ethnically diverse group, possibly the only global study with a planned long-term follow-up, Harper said. And apparently they didn't have any diseases associated with the vaccine either. Like, you know, sometimes people who get flu shots will get the flu, or they'll get vaccinations when they're babies and they'll manage to catch that because some of the cells weren't all the way dead or whatever. But apparently a very, very big... wow, my mind just went blank. What would you say?
A very big discovery.
Discovery, there you go.
Achievement.
Of all the words for me to just drop out of my head. Yes, a very big discovery. So everybody clap your hands.
You know what, that kind of reminds me of the Chris Rock joke where something about they don't want to cure it, they just want to patch you up so you can live with it. Because there's no money in the cure, the money's in the medicine. Talking about how they have kind of a cure for cancer, a cure for AIDS.
I've heard things like that. More from those conspiracists, though.
Yeah, well... I don't really think cancer is a conspiracy, but AIDS maybe, but cancer, no, that's been happening for years and years and years and years. But it's about time they start figuring out some cures, at least for some of them.
And it's very good that they finally have, so, yes.
Cures other than just totally removing that body part, which they...
Always my preference. All right, so yes,
but what, you know,
cancer.
The scientists seem to stop being, you know, sexist and figure out a cure for prostate cancer now.
There you go. See, we should sue them.
Yes,
and we could make millions of dollars.
Because I want to keep my prostate.
All right, well, let's go ahead and do the last piece of news. On season one, we had a strange piece of news each week. So I figure I might as well carry on that tradition because people tend to like that. And I just thought of it earlier in the week. I was like, yeah, perfect. So here we go. If you want your own police department, if you move to California, you can. All you'll need to get started is a transportation contract and own a small company, which you really wouldn't have to do much for. You can just go grab a business license and call yourself a company. Once you have those two things, you can hire officers, carry guns, access the police databases, and even receive anti-terrorist grants.
An anti-terrorist grant?
Yeah. Apparently this law became famous when the internet millionaire Stefan Ericsson's Ferrari crashed in Malibu. And after that, he was making all sorts of weird statements, including the revelation that he is the deputy commissioner of the San Gabriel Valley Transit Authority Police. So I think I just might move to California.
Become Sheriff Shada.
Now that, my friends, is loot.
I wonder what the details are of the anti-terrorism grants.
I'm not sure, but...
I wonder if you could start an anti-terrorism radio show and get a grant for it. Like, new equipment.
That is kind of scary, though. I mean...
An anti-terrorism grant.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to Google that right now. Or, in fact, I'm going to blingo it.
Money to buy duct tape and plexiglass. We're safe.
Anti-terrorism grants. Let's see here. No. Oh, they have adjusted the rules on them, apparently. Since January. Let's see here.
Nice beatbox there.
Oh, yeah. That was all me. Okay, so the investment justifications are designed to avoid questionable decisions, such as the purchase of 4 Segway for a total of $24,000 by the San Jose, California police. And some bomb squads out there.
Well, I'm going to start an anti-terrorism radio show.
Don't forget that you have to have a transportation contract. So, I don't know exactly what that is, but remember to get it. Otherwise, you can't have your terrorism grant.
So, who is Stefan Ericsson?
That's a good question. I'm going to blingo that, too.
Or you could Wikipedia his name. Because he says it's a famous internet millionaire, but I've never really heard of him, I don't think.
Let's see here. Stefan Ericsson on Wikipedia, which, by the way, is the world's most accurate website.
Yes.
Did I spell Stefan right? I did, but I didn't spell his last name right.
Yeah, there's two S's in there.
Ah, look, he's not on there.
So he's nothing. You search my name on Wikipedia, you find me.
Oh, really?
Not internet millionaire.
Oh, wait, that's not on Google, not Wikipedia.
Yeah, I've been on Wikipedia for, I'd say, about 8 months by now.
Oh, wait, I had his last name spelled wrong. Let me change that.
Oh. Yeah, it's E-R-I-K-S-S-O-N.
I had a C, like the hypnotist.
Oh.
Let's see here. I still don't see him. Nope.
So maybe he's not an internet millionaire.
Well, let's go back to Google. Okay. Stefan Ericsson at Ideas. Homepage of Stefan Ericsson. Here we go. Maybe. Research scientist. I don't know if this is the same guy or not. Stefan Ericsson, police in California. Which I should do. I should so do another Google hacking kind of thing.
Start a Google hack show.
Yeah, I did that a while back.
G-hack.
On the first season. Hey, here's pictures of his wrecked Ferrari.
What color is it?
Old. It's a nice red, but it looks kind of old. And it's really smashed up, like the back half of it does not exist anymore. Apparently he was a former executive of a company called Gizmondo.
Yeah, it's a popular website. They do like
tech. I've never heard of it.
They do tech reviews and things, I think. That's the side of the camera.
Well, that's Gizmodo. This is Gizmondo.
Oh, well. Then I don't know.
Well, it looks like it's a handheld gaming device.
Right. Yeah, now I know what it is.
Okay. So, yeah.
He crashes Ferrari.
Which is so sad. But good news is we can all own our own police department.
Yes, he's an internet millionaire, so we can just buy another one.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder why they have to put internet millionaire in front of things. You don't call
them. I don't know. It's like a special class.
I don't work, I just have money.
You know, I guess they sometimes they use Wall Street millionaire, but I mean, if you become a millionaire, you have to have a title in front of it, however you got there. Drug millionaire.
Porn star millionaire.
Thief millionaire.
Under fire radio millionaire.
Exactly. I never really thought about that before, but
maybe one day. I guess technically that would still be an internet millionaire.
Podcast millionaire.
Squid fish, or fishing millionaire.
Well, you really boxed out there for a second.
That would be fun.
You were sounding like a robot for a few seconds there.
Well, that's because I was, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, does anybody know, Berserk actually programmed me. I am a script running on his new Ubuntu-filled laptop.
You're a podcast bot.
I've always loved this myself. It's a great life, let me tell you. So, yes.
Well, that'd be a good idea for some sort of... Well, I don't really know much about Asterix, just the basics, but a voice recognition system that talks back to you, but like regular conversation, sort of, kind of like aimbot.
Oh, that would be cool.
You could like have a conversation with a fake virtual girl or something. You have to do something like that, otherwise people won't show up.
Right.
I learned that with Geek Club Radio. You can make something involved with sex, the people will come. Sex, so.
Maybe that's what we should do here.
Just call it. I don't know.
It has a name.
Sexy Under Fire Radio.
So, how are your beers coming along, sir?
I'm almost done with beer number one.
That's good.
To listeners that aren't familiar with my ways on radio shows, I usually drink while I'm on them because it just makes it that much more fun. So I recommend it to anybody else. Tonight's beer is Corona.
Brought to you by...
Exactly. That wasn't an endorsement for Corona, by the way.
Give us money now. So, yes, let's go ahead and let's get started with the main topic of the night. I guess that's the main topic. I mean, we're already like halfway done with the show.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite topics as of late, too.
Yes. So, it's all about the money. To become your own internet millionaire. So you, too, can have a police department.
Yes, making money on the net.
All right. Well, there's all sorts of bajillions of ways to do this. You've got things, you can write your own ebooks, you could do online services like hosting, you could do ads, affiliate programs, which there's thousands of, you could have your own internet, store, or you could do e-zines, you could do blogs, you could do basically anything. Just as long as you have an original idea. Did you have anything else to add to that list?
Well, even if you don't have an original idea, you could do it better than somebody else.
This is true.
It kind of has... I guess to start it out, to talk about the whole hype right now is people are comparing now to the era of the dot-com, the first dot-com boom and crash. They're saying that we are on the verge of the second one. And I guess I can kind of see it. There's a lot of sites kind of popping up that I'm not sure if they have business models, but they're just making lots of money off their ads and they have nice ideas. It's definitely the area of the social networking sites.
Yes, which speaking of that, I was considering doing something similar to that. However, I don't know PHP, so if anybody out there knows PHP, let me know. And you can be on the Under Fire team if approved by my co-host. We've got a lot of ideas, and we are actually looking for other people to add into the mix, so email us at radio@underfire.org. But anyway, back to the topic at hand.
Well, I have a lot of other ideas for making money online, but you should probably go into the ideas we've already mentioned, go into them further. The first one you mentioned with ebooks.
Yes, ebooks.
And basically what that is you have an idea for a book. Usually it's got to be something probably technical or educational, sort of novels and, you know, fictional things don't really sell. At least not in ebook form as much. I mean, right. If you want to write the next Harry Potter or whatever, you're going to have to do it and then submit it to publishing companies and see if anybody will take it.
I mean, which, speaking of online things kind of like that, there's actually a website, lulu.com, I think it is. It's lulu. I'm pretty sure it's com.
Yeah, I know that thing.
Yeah, it's a self-publishing kind of thing. Basically, your books are printed to order, which makes it nice and dandy. It's kind of like Cafe Press, but for books.
Yeah, and I have...
They've got good prices on there, too.
Like, I have one book
that typical price for a book.
One book that was printed by them, actually. I bought Sean Kennedy's Bloodstained Rabbit book while I was at DevCon, because I met up with some Rant Radio guys, and they had some there, so I purchased one. And it's actually just as good of quality as any other paperback that I have.
That's awesome.
So
definitely check them out if you're interested in writing books. So, yes, ebooks are, they can be very productive, I guess you could say. It's basically just you spending your time. I mean, you don't really have to spend any money, except maybe on advertising if you don't already have a big base of readers for a website. If you do, though, that's all the more power to you. You don't have to advertise it as much. But if you don't want to spend a lot of money to get something started, the internet's kind of the place to go, especially these days, because everybody and their uncle can start a good-looking website pretty easily with all the content management systems out there. And writing ebooks is no exception.
And the kind of ebooks that are typically selling are self-help, motivation sort of books. I mean, I could sit down right now and write a book about how to make money on the internet and then try to sell that book. A lot of people would try to buy it, you know. A lot of books on books on gambling online and how to be successful on eBay and dieting books and penis enlargement books and things like that. Those are the kind of things you run into. I mean, apparently they sell, otherwise people wouldn't be still doing it.
But I'm not sure if you know what the name of it is. Somebody was telling me about it a few weeks back. The name of the advertisement strategy for those very long websites that just about all of the ebooks have. Apparently it really works.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the name of it is, though. You don't happen to have any idea, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, either way, it's some specific type of advertising strategy for ebooks and basically just different things online. And like I said, supposedly it really works. There's a bunch of ebooks out there and everything for it. Go figure. So you might want to look into that as well if you are planning on writing an ebook.
Next one you had listed here was services.
Correct. And like I said, you can do things from hosting to website design, setting up things on other people's computer using SSH or what have you.
See, I've done some of these too. There's a lot of websites out there that are basically eBay but for freelance work, where a company or a person posts a programming job or an art job or design job, and they're looking for people to make the lowest bid that they do it for. And I've done a few jobs on sites like that for people, and they usually pay you over PayPal,
which is always good.
Yeah, especially if you're going to get into start making money, it's good to have an account at PayPal that's all verified and get yourself a PayPal debit card. You have to have an account with them for 90 days before you're eligible for the debit card. But once you have it, it's pretty nice, because if someone sends you money, say, this instant, like if you have an auction on eBay, they use buy it now and they paid right now. You could go to the ATM right now and the money would be there and you could take it out right now. None of this waiting 3 days to have it, you know, moved to your account or anything like that. So,
or you can just use the debit card, like a normal credit card, which is nice too. And typically that's how I use it. So,
and if I think they also have a program that you can sign up for where you can get cash back rewards for using the card too.
Right. I think that's with the credit card.
No, they have it for the debit card too.
Yeah, I know I'm signed up for something where they add like so much percentage of what I have in my account back into it, which is nice. So I make a couple of pennies every month.
That's good.
Yeah, at the moment I think I've got about $5 in there.
The whole services thing, you kind of have to have some sort of skill set already or have money to invest in it. Like if you're going to do web hosting, you kind of have to do an initial investment. So it kind of just depends on what direction you're going to go.
Right.
So moving on, we've got ads next.
Yes.
And I'm sure everybody has seen the Google AdSense. Because that's probably the most popular ad program right now.
And it's what we use on Under Fire Radio.
You know, and at first I didn't really think much of it. I never signed up for the longest time. Just because I kind of come from the, you know, I was around when the ads kind of first started on the net, and you really couldn't make that much money off them. You know, 7 years ago, 5 years ago, you just really didn't make that much.
Ah!
Or it wasn't really.
Berserk is calling me.
It wasn't.
You know what?
Yes.
We're gonna call Berserk. That's what we're gonna do. Give me just a second.
Bring him in three-way.
So you talk, and I'm gonna let him know.
All right.
Hello.
Well, with the AdSense program, you.
I'm gonna call you right back on Skype for recording.
It's really difficult to talk. Sorry.
Okay. Just a second.
Well.
Okay, so now we're going to go ahead and give Berserk a call.
Excellent.
He's at work and curses. Okay, yes, hold on just a second. Let me go ahead and give him a call. I will be right back. Why is it?
No.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Here we go.
Waiting for Berserk.
And Skype is so annoying, you know what? Add contact Skype line mode. New. Here we go. Alright. Name. Berserk. So. Add number. And let's give him a call. Invite to conference. Oh, number forbidden. Don't tell me that. Okay, well, let me change this. Remove from contacts, yes.
What do you call it on Fire Radio when things mess up?
We call this my stupidity, mostly.
Okay. Because other various radio shows, they have special words for it.
We're not cool enough for that kind of thing.
Well, you could borrow from RFA when you're having trouble with phones and stuff. Freak disaster.
This is a freak disaster. Let's connect. Oh, here we go. Get ready, everybody. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Berserk.
You're on Under Fire Radio. You just won $2 million.
Awesome. Hey, you want to know something cool?
What's something cool?
The Annie you just sent me, and you called, or the caller ID you just sent me was like 0000 4292.
Yeah, I saw that the other day. I was like, I wonder what caller ID it sends.
Yeah, I thought it was like a long, like a international call that actually gave like the country code or something for a second.
So we're talking about internet money right now. Or making money.
Internet
online.
Money.
Making money online.
Making money online, so you're not talking about, like, PayPal, then.
Well, we actually were at the moment.
Well, we were past PayPal.
Oh, yeah, well. We were talking about Google AdSense at the moment, but
Hey, well, I just want to mention I'm sorry for not being able to do the show, and for us being late and stuff. Because I'm a total noob, and I'm working way too much to do the show right now.
See, he's making the money, too.
Yeah. I'm making that bike. That was not supposed to rhyme, but it did. That's awesome. I'm going to be a rapper.
I can see it now.
Yeah, so
MC Biz.
I'm on my break at work. I'm standing on top of a parkade looking into the FBI's office right now.
Excellent.
I'm dressed directly across from the FBI. One of them's
Man,
working
in
late.
Which city is that?
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Woo-woo!
That must mean he works at... Do the math, guys.
Yeah, now people are jumping on Google Maps and finding where you were.
Yeah. Parkade by FBI. So,
yes.
Talking about making money online,
yeah,
we're not doing a very good job of it.
No, why don't we go ahead and get back to that then? So anyway, you were talking about Google AdSense. Go for it.
Well, talking about how comparing this ad program to ones that were around years and years ago, and how this just pays much better, and you get more clicks because the ads are relevant to the content on the site. But anybody who knows about the program knows that, but when you start seeing the results and you talk to people who have popular sites and you find out how much money they actually make per month off their Google ads. You were telling me earlier you have a friend that runs a site.
Yes, I do. And I'm going to have him on the show later, either as a text kind of interview, or I'll actually have him on here. He is from Israel, so he's got a little bit of an accent. So, anyway.
How much money he make off Google AdSense?
Currently, I'm not...
Like roughly.
I'm not sure of the current quote. A couple of months ago, though, I had asked him, and he made about $1,000 a month just from AdSense.
That's not bad, considering it's pretty hands-free. You don't really
right.
have to jump.
Right. He was messing around quite a bit with the design, like where he placed them and everything else, and he's got a pretty good model down. And considering he is in about a year and a half, 2 years, become the number one website in that niche. How do you pronounce that word?
Niche.
I ask this every episode.
Niche.
He's become the number one website in that area. I think it's pretty cool. So, anyway, yes. He makes money on there, and it's quite a bit.
And there's some alternatives to AdSense. Probably the most popular is CanDoodle. I think that's how you pronounce it.
They said that Under Fire Radio wasn't good enough for that.
Really?
No, no, actually, no, it went through.
Oh, well then, okay, it must have been from our website.
It really hates our WordPress. When I put it in there, our WordPress completely breaks. So, we got to find a way around that, and I just really haven't had the time. But we're upset that it only took about a week and a half, though. AdSense is like 20 hours.
But the major plus with CanDoodle is that CanDoodle, instead of sending you a check, they'll even deposit into a PayPal account. And like what we said earlier,
I did like that idea.
If you have a PayPal account with a debit card, if they made that deposit, you can get that the same day. So fast money.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys who's totally about the PayPal debit card.
Yeah, so am I. We gave all the...
Like actually my only debit card.
We dropped all the details of that earlier.
Yeah. Now they all know where I'm standing and what kind of credit card I use.
And they even have your PayPal account because we've got that donate button.
Oh, awesome.
Just dropping all your docs.
My docs even more. My docs have been dropped.
And his real name is... So yeah, let's go ahead.
Not that hard to find.
Well, if it helps, I don't even remember your last name. So.
At least I'm not one of those noobs who has, like, a nickname and then starts a radio show and uses his real name.
Yeah.
That's why I am.
I had to do it. our idea was, let's drop our own doc so nobody else has a chance to do it. Because it was just too out there. We did it right before.
I like that idea.
Because right before we were going to be on G4 Tech TV, and they were wanting us to use our real names, so we decided to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
But it was actually...
I still thought you never got to go on there.
It was weird to be flipping through a DirecTV system and bringing up the future shows, looking at that show, bringing up the info and seeing my name in the DirecTV show info. That was always kind of weird. But
yeah, anybody
that knows that I wasn't able to go to that, but we got a replacement, and everybody seemed to like the replacement for me a lot better.
Hey,
for some reason I wasn't going to complain for looking more attractive than I find you.
And I think the fact that she went helped the show a bunch. A lot more people showed up at the site afterwards.
Well, yeah, because they're looking like, all right, here's geeks, trying to get girls, and then wow, they got this really hot girl. So it kind of helps you, like, hey, look, we can really do it.
And a nice little fun fact to go along with that is she actually now works for G4 Tech.
Oh, really now?
Yes.
I heard that. No idea.
Yeah, she got a job there afterwards.
That's kind of cool.
I won't say what she does or anything, but she works there.
Cool.
That's okay. I don't watch G4 at all.
Yeah,
so.
I don't even have it.
Yeah, it kind of just went down the tubes.
Like, I don't even know if I have it on my cable anymore. I have not turned it on in, like, ever.
Yeah, we do. My little brother likes to watch it.
I think around here you don't only get it if you have digital cable.
Yeah, you have to have digital. You have to have, like, digital expanded to get it. I assume we're probably on the same basic cable plans.
Yeah, I think it's the same throughout the state. Yeah, the media.
Yeah. Me and him are, like, complete noobs from the same state.
I got
called a noob by my boss today.
Oh, really now?
Yeah. I said something to someone else who comes up. He's like, what are you doing, noob? I was like, no way. That's awesome. It's happened more than once. This is like the actual guy in charge of like technology for the company.
You should refer him to the radio show.
Well, I was trying to fix someone's soft phone, and I was trying to get the codec to work better. And he's like, what are you doing, noob? It's okay, I fixed it, and then...
Owned.
But he's the one that gets like $200,000 a year.
You get what, like $10 here?
I think I have to go in though. My break's probably been over.
All right.
I'll talk to you later, and I'll give you that info that you needed.
Awesome. All right.
All right.
Have fun. Say all bye, right. Everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Well, I was talking to everybody to say bye to you, but that works too. Okay. All right.
All right. Bye.
Adios.
Bye.
All right. So, back on topic, I suppose.
The next one we're going to talk about is affiliate programs.
That's always an interesting bit.
And there's many different types of affiliate programs. Like, I think there's affiliate programs even for, like, Amazon and things like that. Where
yes. I was doing Amazon's on one of my websites for a while. However, I found the conversion rate on it to be really poor.
I think, though, as far as affiliate programs go, you can't beat porn.
Truly.
Porn seems to have the best... payout in best ratio is porn. And everybody knows porn is what drives technology and what drives the internet, so it's only natural to gravitate towards that option. And
there are a ton and ton and ton of affiliate programs for it.
Most major porn sites that offer any sort of membership, if you look at the bottom of the page, there's usually something that says webmasters or webmaster cash, $$. That's usually the link to their affiliate program.
And there are also all sorts of webmaster boards for this sort of thing as well that you can check out.
So it's a kind of a good direction to go. It definitely probably... I know from experience that it requires dedication, but it does pay off. So not everybody knows what I do on the side.
Tisk.
But it does pay off. You can make some good money with it, and it's hands-free porn.
No, that's irony.
I'll just say it's nice to wake up and see you made money while you slept. That's always nice. So nobody really knows what I do on the side, but oh well.
Life goes on, I suppose.
But other than porn, there's also like gambling sites have these too. Partypoker.com has an affiliate program, which is also another way to make money online is gambling. So that's kind of a segue. Gambling online. I haven't been so good at it, but I've tried it. I've only been able to cash out once, be ahead once, but all in all, probably got myself into the hole about $150.
Good job.
Through online gambling. But I had fun doing it. So it's not a total loss.
Don't get addicted to it like so many people do in the world. But that's bad.
It's easy to make that money up through other means of making money online, which I mentioned earlier. So. But partypoker.com is a good site to go to. I wish I had an affiliate account to direct you to that, but I don't. But I think what happens with them is if you sign up affiliate program, if anybody signs up because of you and they make a deposit, and I think they play I think 8 hands that have money, like 8 real money games, then you get an affiliate payout, which I think is $25 or maybe it's more. I don't remember what the exact number is. And what's neat about their program is that they just put the money in the account that you have. And either you can gamble the money that you've made through the affiliate program, which is pretty much giving it back to them, or you can, I think after $50, they'll send you a check. And with most affiliate programs, they have a minimum amount that they'll make.
Typically about $50.
Yeah.
Is what I'm finding.
Yeah, that's typical. And I guess we can go ahead and mention that. Google AdSense, I think their minimum payout is $50.
$100, actually.
It's $100 now, even.
Yeah, I actually just recently got an email that they're sending me the PIN number so I can get my money, finally. So, yep, $100.
I have an AdSense account, and there's money sitting in there. Not enough to claim it yet, but I haven't finished filling out the info, so it tells me I can't claim my money yet. How does getting money from Google AdSense work?
Well, there is a whole... options. I'm sure once the GPay comes out, which I did, I believe I did a, no, I haven't. I haven't done a GNews on yet. I'll do that at some point. Anyway, so basically, when you get to about $80, they will have, or they'll mail you with the address that you gave, they'll mail you what they call a PIN number, and with that, you can claim your money. And they either have electronic funds transfer, basically they'll just send you the money to your bank account, or you can have the check with standard delivery, like they'll just send you a check via normal envelope or whatever. That takes 2 to 3 weeks, or they can do the secured express delivery, which costs $30.
So unless you have a couple thousand, it's not worth it.
Right. So basically... they'll send it out at the 15th, or after the 15th of every month, and within a couple of weeks you should get a check. Otherwise, with the funds transfer, I'm pretty sure that's done the 24th or the 25th of every month instantly. So, that's what I have mine set up to do right now. So if you hack into my AdSense account, you can have my bank information.
Yeah, I don't have any of that info in there. And actually, with affiliate sites, you should be forewarned that they ask for your social security number.
For tax information.
Yeah. I don't have a electronic deposit. I'd rather get the check sent to me.
A lot of the affiliate sites, at least in the genre we were talking about previously, are doing a lot of ePassport, which I haven't looked greatly into, but in order to actually have an account, you gotta deposit like $25. So, I mean, if you want to do like a PayPal kind of thing, go ahead and do that. They'll just deposit it in there, and you can get an e-passport card, and then just use it the same way as a PayPal card, or you can have the check sent to you, which is what I'm doing. Not that I do that kind of thing.
Well, do you want to move on to the next one is e-commerce, but everybody knows kind of about just setting up a store, selling a product. So I have a nice replacement for this one. It's something that I've been doing for about, I'd say, actually about a year now. I've been doing this online. Maybe not. Well, it doesn't really matter, but trading stocks online. I have an account with ShareBuilder.com. It's not live stock trading. But it's free to start an account there, I believe.
I've been interested in doing some stocks, so I'm interested in this.
I got a portfolio on there that I watch. I own stock in just one company right now, and honestly, I haven't been watching it for a while, so I don't know if I should have sold for it. I'm not really paying much attention to it. It's just kind of sitting there. I don't have that many shares. I just kind of did it to get started. But for a while, it was up quite a bit. I own stock in Sirius. And when Howard Stern was moving over to it, stock went up a little bit. So I could have sold then, but I didn't. I'm just going to hold on. I don't have a whole lot of money invested in it, so I'm not too worried about it. Maybe I'll get more into it soon. But right now, I'm just kind of... It's just sitting there. But that's probably a much more... responsible way to invest your money. I mean, it's kind of a respected medium for that.
Right.
But
I've actually got a suggestion. The guy I was talking about previously, who makes all his money online, he has actually recently started another website called Money for the Little Guy. Which him and a friend of his has recently started this. It's a blog all about stock trading. And it's starting from very, very basic, and it's going to go further into it and get more and more complicated. It's pretty new. There's not a lot of content there yet, but there will be. And it's very good content from a guy who's been doing stocks for a very, very long time. So check out moneyforthelittleguy.com.
So, I think that kind of wraps up the whole making money online thing. Really, it could almost be its own show, but I think it'd have to be more towards the affiliate programs side of things. Because that's just so much more going on in that area. It would pretty much be a porn show. But I think if you had porn in the titles, people would download it.
Definitely. Like you said, anything with sex sells.
Definitely. I think that's kind of feel some of the success to Geekla Radio, partially due to sex. People wanting to get sex, so they can listen to the show and maybe it'll help them achieve that goal.
E-zines, blogs and such. That was another one on there. It's not so much.
Hello? You boxed out there for a second, and I can't hear you. We may have just lost Shayna. Yes, we lost Shayna. Waiting for him to call back. What he was talking about is blog sites. And probably because you can have... Probably because you can have ads on them. If you get a lot of people to come into your blog, you can, of course, get them to click on those ads and make revenue. And, so right now, Shada is using this opportunity to go take a piss, he's told me, so I'm going solo for a little while. And, I have another site here I can bring up. It's one that I just discovered a couple days ago. Okay, the website is called prosper.com, And what it is, it's a money lending site, like a loan site, but it cuts banks out of the chain. It's people lending other people money, and you sign up, and it does like a credit check on you, tells you what your credit score is, it gives you a rating, and then you can basically create what you need money for, like a loan. It can be you, just you, or the group of people, and like a number of people can put the money towards your loan, like. And they set, you set the interest rates, or whatever. Like, he basically cuts banks out of the whole chain of things. And you can make money that way. I guess you really, if you were, you can make money that way through interest if you're loaning money. But say if you need money to get some sort of project or endeavor started, you can go that direction. And now we have Shada back.
Yay!
While you're,
okay, I don't know what happened there.
Well, while you're gone, I kept it going. And
awesome.
Just because I'm kind of used to things going bad. I kept them to go so well. So I was... I didn't really go much into e-zines, but I brought up a website called prosper.com. Do you know what that website is?
Never heard of it.
Well, it's a website. Well, it's titled The Online Marketplace for People-to-People Lending. Basically a website you can sign up for. And you can get loans from other people. Like you sign up, it does a credit check on you, it gives you like a credit rating, your credit grade, like A, B, C, D, F. And then if there's even something that's below F, which is like, you know, horrible.
Don't lend to this guy.
Yeah. And you can do it as yourself, or you can create a loan, like a group name or whatever, and say like a lot of these things, like I'm looking at one right now, it says someone has a loan that they're sending a 7-year-old son to camp, and that's new, and they need $2,000 for it. And they have two people that have bidded on giving this person this loan, $2,000. It says lender rate 14.5%.
Credit grade is E.
Yeah, and. Kind of just tells you what people, what their bid amount is. Like people bid, this one person bid at $51 towards this cost. The person did a $100 bid, and eventually they'll probably get up to the $2,000 range. And this woman or the person would get this money to send their 7-year-old son to camp if that's really what it's for. But they still have to pay it back, and it's all. And then these people who invested this money will probably get more than what they put into it. So. In a way, it's a good way to make some extra money. But if you need to get money, this might be a good way of going too, because it cuts the bank out of the picture. It cuts the bank out of the chain. And I think that's a nice
never sort of way to go.
I forget where I heard about this site. I don't know if it was Dig or it's a new site, but I don't know. I think it's a great idea, and I think it'll get popular soon.
Right. This is actually another form of those social networks.
And
so, I mean, these kind of things can, no pun intended, prosper if you come up with a good idea.
It's also a free way to see your credit rating, too, because when you sign up, you go through that process and it tells you what it is.
Right.
Because I signed up just to see what it was like. I don't have a loan, loan that I'm trying to get or anything, but... See, I'm looking at it right now, and, I mean, there's one person here that has a $15,000 loan... $5,000 loan, and people are actually putting money in towards it to help them achieve it. I mean, I'd almost like to see what the lowest amount one is asking for a loan in the system is. Like, I need $2 because I want to get a double cheeseburger and a McChicken from the extra value. You know?
Let's see here. View all listings. Amount.
Oh, there's an amount search.
Yeah. Alright, it'll sort it by the amount. Lowest is $1,000.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking around right here. There doesn't seem to be anybody. Well, there's a couple people. Not a lot of people with a high risk credit that are getting responses. It's mostly C's and above.
Right.
But I do see some that have high risk, and they're still getting people to donate money towards it.
A couple of them.
Not a whole lot of money towards it, but... I mean, if you get... If you need $1,000 and you get, you know, 30 people to put money in towards it, I mean, you're gonna get there eventually. Do the math in my head. Well, like, say, if... It'd be like 30 people if they were to down with like, you know, like $33, $34 or whatever, get to your 3,000.
Woo-ha.
For your 1,000.
Or, as some people say, woo-woo, woo-woo.
Yes, that's what Bub Rub and Little Sis say.
So yes, like, Prosper.com.
The show's been going for an hour and 10 minutes a month.
Woo-woo again.
Do you have a certain set time length for your shows?
Anytime around an hour, really.
Okay, well, I think it's about time to wrap it up, then.
Indeed, indeed. So, since you're the guest, I'll let you go first. Do you have any shouts to close off with?
Well, I haven't done shouts for a long time because we stopped doing it on Geek Love Radio to be more professional. Well, I'll give a shout-out to Richard, Geek Love Radio, and Cole of Geek Love Radio, which is one of the new guys. Anybody else that's part of Geek Love Radio that I haven't mentioned, because I'm not sure of the other names of the people. I haven't met them yet, but yeah, we're all working hard to have something come out in mid-May. You know, like I say, it's going to be huge. It's going to be big for like free internet media. That's, all the stuff we're doing is going to pay off, so hopefully we'll be making the money off our ads and things like that too.
Woo-woo!
So, that's really the only shout-outs that I have.
Okay. Awesome, awesome. I think I'm going to have to go with you, first of all, for taking Berserk's spot today.
Yeah.
And the rest of the...
Fellow Iowan.
Yes. Yes. And to the rest of the Geek Love crew, hello everybody out there. And I'm going to shout-out to next week's host, just because I need to remind her. Saturn 9. So, we're actually going to have a girl on the show. Can you believe it?
Oh my god.
A British girl at that. So, yeah. We're going to have her on. So, shouts to her. Shouts to Google for all their cool stuff. And... I think that's about it.
Also, the porn industry. Yes.
Yes, definitely. Industry. Totally.
For keeping the internet alive through those rough times. Well, you think about it, during the dot-com crash, porn companies were okay.
I don't think they're ever not going to be okay.
I remember porn industry suffering that much of a blow, but anyway, it's what drives the internet and drives technology.
So yes, so thank you for listening, everybody. Hope that you come again next week to listen to the Under Fire Reading Corner. Okay, so, goodbye. Check out the website, underfire.org. Email us at radio@underfire.org. And if anybody wants to get in touch with Adam here, where should they email you at?
They can email me at djmollusk@gmail.com.
See, check that out. He's got a Gmail.
Yes.
Like everybody else.
Yes. That's what makes me
awesome. So, yes. Yes. All right. So, those are our emails. Email us. And, again, I propose if you want to hear us talk about anything in particular, nonsense or not, please email us at radio@underfire.org. All right. Cool. Adios.
Late.